Module 1. Work. Module 1A. Reading. Exercise 3. Page 7.
Would you dare do a job like this? Mike Rutson has one of the most thrilling occupations you could possibly imagine. He is an expert in the secrets and behaviour of one of the most powerful and feared natural predators on the planet, the great white shark. Once a fisherman who was scared of this mysterious animal, Mike has learnt to admire and understand great whites, and now he spends a large part of his time in their company. Mike's passion for sharks goes beyond the limits of most shark experts, though. Believe it or not, Mike doesn't simply observe sharks in a tank or in the oceans. He actually pets them, plays with them, and even hypnotizes them. He has developed such a special bond with sharks that he is now known as the Shark Man. Rutson is not a scientist. In actual fact, he taught himself everything he knows about sharks. He was brought up on a farm in the South African countryside and knew nothing about sharks until he started working as a fisherman off the coast of Gans Bay, a fishing village near Cape Town. As tourism developed in the area, there arose a need for experienced boat skippers to take tourists out to see the sharks. Despite his natural fear of sharks, Mike gradually came to love these giant fish and developed a very close relationship with them. He took lessons in free diving so he could swim with sharks, and he slowly learned how to interpret their behaviour and adapt his posture to avoid being attacked. He soon decided that he wanted to work with sharks and started up his own cage diving business dedicated to sharing his passion for great white sharks. Mike's diving operation now specializes in locating and diving with great white sharks to provide people with the opportunity to experience a unique and unforgettable underwater encounter with these amazing creatures. Mike's interest in sharks doesn't end there, though. He has set himself the goal of changing the negative perception that so many people have of great white sharks. Through his interactions with sharks, he aims to show people that they are far from the ferocious and mindless killing machines that are portrayed in the media, but that they are curious, intelligent, and sensitive creatures.
They may be the top predator in the sea, but they are not the man-eating killers of our nightmares,
he says. He believes that great white sharks have personalities and enjoy interacting with people. Sharks see Mike neither as prey nor as predator, and they happily allow him to swim alongside them. A shark will occasionally let Mike ride with it by hanging on to its dorsal fin. What's truly surprising, though, is that these so-called ferocious killers even allow Mike to hypnotize them. By turning it on its head and massaging its snout close to its eyes, Mike can put a 4-meter-long, 1,000-kilogram shark into a state of total immobility for about 15 minutes. During this time, the shark will lie upside down and rest on Mike's hand, a sight that scientists can only marvel at. The Shark Man has become a great champion of shark conservation, seeking to highlight the great white shark's status as an endangered species and to raise awareness of the need to protect them. He regularly travels to give talks and lectures on the great white shark, and he also makes documentaries about them. In Shark Man, a Discovery Channel program, he tours the world and dives with different species of sharks, demonstrating his ability to hypnotize them. He also starred in an episode of the BBC's Natural World. He not only has an exciting and rewarding job, but he is also, as is stated by the title of another BBC programme, a living legend of Gans Bay.